Raylan Goebel, the catcher for the Redbirds. Banfield failing along. 2-1, here's the pitch. Ripped in the air, right center field, well hit. This is trouble, right fielder is over. Running grab for Talon Chris. Hauls it in. Takes away a base hit. Maybe an extra base hit for Carson Kenyon. There are two away now. And the hitter will be Chase Chitwood. Chase flew out to left field his first time up. So here is Chase standing in for the left side, Banfield, looking in for the target. And now time is called. Chase back in and ready. Banfield looking in, ready to roll as well. Two away in the third. From the windup, there is the pitch, and it's strike one. Nothing in one. Emmett Drone due next here for the Chieftains if Chase can reach base. Nothing in one. Banfield with the pitch down low, and the count goes to a ball and a strike. Back to Banfield, and he is looking in for the target from the windup. Here comes the pitch outside for ball. That makes the count 2-1. Riverdale trying to put something together. Darlington with the big comeback win last week against the Chieftains. This one is down low, 3-1. Riverdale will have to rally from at least a run down. 3-1 offering from Banfield to Chase Chitwood. From the windup, there's the pitch, bounce toward second. Duberbieler makes the play, edge of the grass, and throws him out. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for the Redbirds in the field once again against the Chieftains. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on to the fourth we go at Pickering Park. Darlington leads it, 1-0 over the host Chieftains here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
It's the top of the fourth inning. Talon Chris leads it off for Darlington. 1-0. The Redbirds in the lead. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Talon flew out to left field back in the second inning. And his only other at-bat today. Cagle kicks and fires. This one chopped toward third. Nice play. Bob comes over with a throw to first in time. Landon Bob over to Emmett Drone, and there is one up and one down in the fourth. Dante Glendenning will be the batter. He was a strikeout victim in the second against Logan Cagle. Chieftains going a little bit different direction this year in the WIA playoffs toward the southeastern part. Here's the pitch, bounce towards short, and down the line there. Then Glenning will get a base, and that'll be the first base runner for a little while for Darlington. Carson Mosley will be the batter. Mosley is grounded out in his previous at-bat. Chieftains could be playing the likes of Marneville, kind of in that direction. I think Highland, perhaps, is in that same regional. Johnson Creek area. Here's the pitch, swing, and a miss. Nothing in one. Always two schools of thought. You know, it's nice to play teams you're a little more familiar with and you've played, but sometimes it's nice to get a new life no kind of preconceived notions that you can beat a team or you can't beat a team. Nothing in one. Here's a chopper to third, played by Bob. Goes to second for one. The relay, not in time. Glendenning forced at second on a 5-4 put out. Mosley safe at first on the fielder's choice. And now Ty Crist will be the batter. Crist has struck out and walked. So the chance of Riverdale and Ithaca playing in the WIA playoffs, that would come at the state tournament. And that'd be a fun one to broadcast, really. Kind of like Weston and Ithaca making it to the sectional semifinal last year. That was a fun one. Unfortunately, someone had to lose a close game like that. And every step of the tournament, there's that finality, especially for the seniors. Runner at first for the top of the order and Ty Crist. Here's the pitch. Low. One ball and no strikes. We had a chance to chat all about the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival today on the morning show. That was fun. Eric Johnson was in, Carla Dowden as well, and man, there's just not for lack of things to do this weekend. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. I think I'm going to come down for the rummage sales and then go eat and then go back and listen to maybe the talk about the effigy mounds and then go back and eat and then bounce. Well, I don't know if they'll let me in the bounce houses or not. Here's the pitch, foul back for a strike, 2-1. I think there's an age weight limit maybe, too. I'd be tall enough, I think. But we'll see. Check out the UW band in the Mushroom Fest Parade that starts at 3 and then stop over and have a steak. A steak feed. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. And I'll probably have to sleep during those were the days. I'll play some long songs this week. 3-1 on the batter. Carson Mosley gets a slight lead at first. 3-1 from Logan. It's going to be down low. He walked in. There are two aboard here in the fourth inning. That pushes Mosley to second. Crist at first. And Maddox Goble will be the batter. That's the first walk given up by Logan Cagle. Goble today is already 2-for-2. We're in the fourth inning, up for the third time. Darlington sent six men to the plate in the first and six in the third. Here's the pitch. That one is above the letters. Ball one. Runners get their leads. That was quite the tough situation last inning. Riverdale had a chance to get out of it, and they did. Here's one foul back. Darlington loaded the bases with nobody out, and the Chieftains were able to get out of it without giving up any runs. Runners lead at first and at second. One ball and one strike on Maddox Goble. Cagle to the belt. Here's the pitch. Popped up behind second. Who's got it? Right fielder Talon Childs come out a long way. Diving in there. They can't get it. Storms and Childs tried to snag it. Now the runner's coming around third. Going to try to score. Throw home. Not in time. Back to third. And out is the call at third base. Close play at third. That'll end out the fourth inning. But the run does score as Mosley scored all the way from second base. And Crist thrown out over at third base. So it was a single for Maddox Goble. And then the run came in to score, and then it got a little wild. Darlington adds to its lead here as the run comes in, and the Redbirds take the advantage here as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Redbirds leading the Chieftains on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
It's the bottom of the fourth inning, and Emmett Drone leads it off. He took a walk last time. Here's the pitch, and this one is high. One ball and no strikes. Gage Banfield is still on the mound for Darlington. He has pitched well, has struck out three, walked one, and given up one Riverdale hit so far. Here's the pitch. This one popped toward left field. Shortstop going back, left fielder coming in, makes the call, and Ty Chris grabs it from left field. There is one away. Andre Tainter will be the batter. Checking on the previous inning, and looks like the second run was allowed to score. It crossed the plate before the out was called at third base, and that was my question there. So it is a 3-0 Darlington lead. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Mosley and Ty Christ both score. Goble gets one RBI on the play. Here's the next pitch. That one is upstairs. Ball two. One away in the bottom of the fourth inning. Timeout for the catcher to rearrange the catching gear. Those catchers have a tough job to keep track of all that equipment and make sure that it's buckled up. Banfield from the windup. Here's the pitch. Taken low. Three balls and no strikes to Andre Tainter. Chieftains just need base runners here. Try to get something started. Banfield from the windup. Here's the pitch. Strike one. 3-1 on Andre Tainter. Having a good year for the Riverdale Chieftains. Hitting 375 coming into the game. 3-1 offering. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Full count on the batter. Banfield doing a good job. Good pitcher in the league. I'm told he's almost even a better shortstop when he's playing a position. Full count offering. That one is high, and the Chieftains get a base runner. That is the second walk given up by Banfield. The first Riverdale base runner since the first inning. So maybe something going now with one away.
Morgan
Cagle popped out to shortstop his first time up. Gage Banfield to the belt with a slight lead for the runner at first base. The pitch is low. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning here today at Radio Studios at Pickering Park. One away, runner lead slightly. Here comes the pitch. That is high. See the dust blow out of the glove of the catcher, Braylon Goble. Field is fairly dry. It's amazing how it goes like fields are wet, and that wind in the spring really takes care of it. It doesn't take long before things get dry again. 2-0 pitch, swing, and a piece of it. Strike one. 2-1. Coach Kurt Thompson coaching at third. Chris Kenyon at first. Tanner Williamson, Larry Swigum, both coaching as well for the Chieftains. Here's the pitch. There's a strike to the batter, and the count evens up at twos. Runner back at first, Andre Tainter. Andre will get a slight lead now. Banfield setting up. Now time is called. Batter steps out. Runner gets back to first base. Andre Tainter gets a bit of a lead now. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Got away, and it's ball three. The count is full. Three balls, two strikes. One away in the fourth inning for the Chieftains. Trying to make hay right here. Banfield back to the belt. And here's the payoff. Runner going. Swing and a miss. Throw to second base. Won't get him. Head first slide by Tainter. And he's got a stolen base. But Logan Cagle is out. And there are two away.
Number six, Callan Childs.
Callan Childs will be the batter. Four strikeouts now for Gage Banfield. Riverdale has a runner at second. Tainter down and dirty. Gets the Dirty Uni Award tonight so far. Childs is in. Banfield with a pitch ripped in the air. Well hit. Center fielder should have it measured, though. Maddox Goebbels got it for out number three. And that will do it for the Chieftains in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left aboard. To the fifth we go. Redbirds leading it 3-0 over the Riverdale Chieftains on WRCO and WRCO.com.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
It's the top of the fifth inning. Little delay to get started now as the trainer, Lindsay Tollickson from Richland Sports Medicine, is wrapping up the arm of Andre Tainter. He must have scraped it up pretty good when he was sliding into second base. They've got it taped up. He's in the ball game. We're ready to roll. First pitch of the fifth to Braylon Goble is a strike. Nothing in one. 3-0. Darlington of the lead here. We're at the top of the fifth inning. Cagle from the windup. Here comes the pitch. That one is high. One ball and one strike. Logan today has walked one. He has struck out five and given up a pair of hits. Also hit a couple of batters. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball, two strikes to the batter. Leading off here in the fifth inning, Cagle checking the sign from the windup. Here's the pitch at his high. Two balls and two strikes. Snack bar doing a bang-up business. Hopefully they've got enough hot dogs for me at the end of the game here. And here's the pitch. This one fouled out of play. Henry Bray falls off his diet and stops here. He'll probably get them all. Goble, Reagan Jackson, and Gage Banfield do in the fifth inning for the Redbirds. Logan Cagle working on the current batter. 2-2 to Goble. It's going to be swung on, ripped to left, and that one is going to drop in there. Baumkamp fields, and the runner takes a wide turn as the throw comes on.
Number eight, Reagan Jackson.
Third hit of the day for Darlington. One on, nobody out for Reagan Jackson. He has reached on an error and also hit into a fielder's choice. Redbirds have been fairly aggressive on the base paths as well, with a couple of stolen bases today. Braylon Goble leads from first. Here's the pitch. Popped up in the air, right field side. Talon Childs coming in from right field, and he's got it. Brings it in now. Basket catch.
Number 22.
Almost looked like he was kind of fighting the sun a little bit as he pulled that one in, but did a nice job. Went away, and the batter, Gage, Manfield. Gage has been on, hit by a pitch, and he has struck out. That's his history today at the game here in Muscadet. Runner leads. Cagle ready for the belt. There's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one. Logan right around the strike zone. Been close, kind of keeping up the keeping the batters guessing. Pitch to the runner. No, they're going to throw to first. They've got the runner in a pickle. Throw by the first baseman, Drone, down to second, Kenyon. Now back to Drone, and now back it goes to the shortstop, Storms. Now back to the pitcher, and tagged out by Cagle. That was a long pickle. Braylon Goble finally tagged out. He gets caught by the Chieftains. So let's see, 1-3-6. 3-4-1, if you're scoring along with us at home, and I'm sure you are. Two away here in the inning, and Gage Banfield back in. Cagle with a nice move that time, got the runner. Here's the pitch, upstairs for a ball. Got the runner leaning, and Redbirds have remained aggressive on the base paths, so it was probably a good thought that they'd be trying to steal. 1-1, here's the pitch. That is called high. 2-1. Zeke Zuberbühler is due next. 2-1, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Two balls, two strikes to the hitter. Two away in the top of the fifth inning here at SWAL Baseball. Daigle looking in for the target from Chitwood. Here is the two-ball, two-strike pitch. Ripped in the air to right field. Childs over, fighting the sun. He's got it for out number three. Line drive out. Now the Childs accounts for a couple of putouts in the inning. No runs and a hit. There were no errors and none left the board. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Darlington continues to lead it. 3-0 here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate.
647-6145. Here we are in the bottom of the fifth inning. 3-0, Darlington leads. Wyatt Storms leads it off for Riverdale. Here's Gage Banfield into the motion, and this one sawed off and fouled out of play. Landon Bob and then Michael Hernan due for the Chieftains in the fifth inning. Three runs across on four base hits for Darlington. No runs and a hit for Riverdale. Here's the pitch. That one is outside. One ball and one strike. Carson Kenyon led off the game for Riverdale with a single. That's the last Riverdale hit. One and one offering. The pitch popped up. First base side. Mosley giving chase. That is out of play. Over on the steel roof. And it is one ball and two strikes. Riverdale track area remains a busy spot, even after track practice is done. Lots of community people using it as a walking track and That is wonderful. 1-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and there is one away. 5 strikeouts for Banfield. Ball goes around the horn. Back to the pitcher. And it's up to Landon Bob. Landon, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Ready to go against Banfield. From the windup, here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Both of these programs are very strong in the sense, too, that they have good numbers. They're playing JV game, JV action tonight at Darlington as we speak. So, enough to have two teams going at the same time. Pitch is down low for a ball. But a few conference teams will a lot of times play a few innings afterwards, but some of the varsity players will have to supplement the JV lineup. But not the case for these two teams. 1-1 offering from Banfield. Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Strike two. 1-2 to Landon Bob. Banfield back to work. Here comes the pitch. That's called high. 2-2. Adjusting the cap. Pitcher back and ready. 2-2 to the hitter. Here's the pitch. Just a bit low. Pull up now on Landon Bob. Landon will check the sign from Coach Thompson. Coach Kenyon at first base. These coaches hoping to hurt the rotator cuffs trying to wave runners around here tonight. Get something going. Here's a little high fly left field, hooking, foul, and out of play. Bob is still alive. Now we understand they have about 400 pounds of mushrooms to fry up, but I bet you they will go fast. And then maybe some additional. I know there are some other selling possibilities during the Mushroom Festival on Saturday. Full count from Banfield. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip. And caught by the catcher, Goble, for out number 2. At 6 now for Banfield. Now he'll face Michael Hernan,
number 28,
the designated
Michael
hitter.
Hernan
making his way in. Banfield back to work. Goble with the glove up, and here's the pitch, and it's popped this way, and a foul ball out of play. 0-1, contact on the opening pitch for Michael. Michael's good work leading up to the Mushroom Festival. He's done a lot of interviews with the sponsors. We'll be playing those. Here's a swinging strike at a high one. That goes down now 0-2. And Hernan back in. Carson Kenyon at the top of the order in the hitter's circle. Here's the pitch. That one is high. 1-2 to the batter. Keep just looking for a base runner. 1-2 offering from Banfield. There it is. It's down low. Ball 2. 2-2 to Michael. Raylan Goble with the glove up. Here comes the 2-2 offering. Swing and a miss, and that'll do it for the Chieftains as they go in order here in the 5th. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to inning number 6. 3-0, Darlington leads in SWAL baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
For over 60 years, Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company has sold farm and construction equipment, personal items, and real estate at auction. Sellers use Wilkinson Auction Company's experience and skill to get more money for their property at auction, with auctions across the state and the Midwest. Wilkinson's also has a full-service real estate brokerage company selling real estate, including farms, homes, business property, and hunting land. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus, online at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Riverdale with a pitching change as we start the sixth inning. It is Chase Chitwood moving out from the catcher's spot, and he delivers the ball to the first batter he faces, Zeke Dubervieler. 3-0 Darlington. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. The count goes to one ball and one strike. Daigle goes through the fifth inning. Chitwood now on. Logan is the pitcher of record thus far. Pitches down low for a ball, and that makes it 2-1. Chase, who traditionally works quickly from the windup, there's the pitch. That is low. 3 balls and a strike to the batter. Hitters count for Zuberbühler. Chitwood with the pitch, taken for strike two. Full count now on the hitter. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Target up by Cagle. The pitch sawed off and fouled at the plate on the ground. And they'll come back and do it again. Good times with Riverdale through the years. Lots of tournament success. And with this many seniors, it'd be really nice to make a long tournament run. Strike three called on Zuberbühler, and there is one away for Chase Chitwood, his first strikeout. And Talon Crist will be the batter. He has flown out to left and grounded out. Many times when you have that much representation in the senior class, it bodes well. Not always, but certainly doing all right for Riverdale this year. Pitch is up high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes to Talon Crist. Chase Chitwood from the windup. There's the pitch outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Chase takes a breath. Ready for the batter. Here's the pitch. That one is low. Ball three. The Redbirds with a run in the first and 2 in the 4th. That run in the 4th came on the 8 of just one hit. Here's the pitch, and he walked in. Darlington with a base runner here in the 6th inning. That brings up Dante Glendenning.
Number 9, Dante Glendenning.
Runner at first base for the Birds. Glendenning has struck out, and he has reached on an error. Maddox Scoble had the RBI hit in the 4th, and Riverdale also had an error, and there was a walk in there as well. Batter shows bunt, bumps it. Third base side, and it's going to be picked up at third base. The throw, got him on a bang-bang play. Here's Drone running it back to the pitcher. Safe at second is Crist. So the sacrifice is complete. Landon Bob waited to the last moment, realized that ball was not going to go foul, and came up with a good throw over to first base. Sacrifice is complete. Carson Mosley, the batter, he has grounded out. And he reached on a fielder's choice in the 4th. He scored one of those 2 runs that came across. Chitwood ready, checks the runner at 2nd. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1 to the man in the number 9 slot for Coach Solberg. Crist with a lead at 2nd base. Here's the pitch, down low for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. It's amazing how with certain names, if somebody tells me their name and I can almost pinpoint where they might have come from. 1 ball, 2 strikes now, a swinging strike. Somebody says the name Crist, I think of Darlington area. Glendenning, kind of in that area. Just like here at Riverdale, if you say Drone or Chitwood, Kenyon, there's the pitch. And a swing and a miss, and that'll do it for Mosley. 2 strikeouts in the inning for new pitcher Chase Chitwood. No runs, no hits, No errors and one left on. The runner stranded at second. And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Redbirds still lead it. 3-0 in SWAL baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Are you tired of your old worn-out cabinets? Are you ready for a change? Are you building and looking for quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop in at Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet, your one-stop shop for cabinets, countertops, and millwork. Foggy Bottom specializes in meeting customers' unique needs, whether it's a small cabinet or cabinets and millwork for an entire home, all stained and finished to match. They'll provide free quotes, and you'll be surprised how competitive the pricing is, even compared to big box stores. Check out the Facebook page, Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC, to see what they have to offer, or stop in at the shop at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays by appointment.
Darlington with a new pitcher as we start the sixth. It looks like Reagan Jackson has come over to do the pitching from the shortstop side. And here's a ball delivered to Carson Kenyon, leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for Riverdale. 3-0 in favor of the Darlington Redbirds. Back to the mound goes the pitcher. Jackson from the windup. Here's the pitch. Foul ball, first base side, and out of play. So Jackson moves from pitcher, or from shortstop to pitcher. Banfield is now the shortstop. Darlington with a little bit of a switch on the diamond. The 1-1 to Carson Kenyon. Here's the kick and the pitch, and that ball is high. Two balls and one strike to the batter. Getting late for the Chieftains, trailing 3-0 in the ball game. Bottom of six here today. Chieftains have struggled putting anything together here offensively. Here's the pitch. That is taken high. Ball three. Back it goes to the pitcher. From the windup, Jackson kicks high and fires. And that one is high. And the Chieftains have a leadoff base runner. So a man on here in the sixth inning with nobody out. The hitter will be Chase Chitwood. Only the second time today Riverdale has had its leadoff man on.
Chitwood.
Chase Chitwood has flown out to left and grounded out. Left-handed batter started at catching, now doing the pitching. Jackson ready. There's the pitch. Ripped toward short. Knocked down in the hole. Throw to second one. The relay not in time. So the call is made to second base. Now the Chieftains are appealing it, saying that the runner was safe and that the man covering the bag was not close to second base. They're going to check it out with a home plate umpire now. The appeal is made. And out is the call. So Carson Kenyon forced at second. Chase
Number
Chitwood on the fielder's choice. Goal to Zuber Bueller. And then the relay to first, not in time. So one out, runner at first for Emmett Drone. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Darlington with its relief man on. Jackson has soaked up a lot of innings for them this year as well. Here is Drone. Here's the pitch. Emmett bounces it in front of the plate. Swing bunt, it looks like. Catcher throws to first and got him. On the play, Chitwood goes to second base. So the Riverdale Chieftains have potentially a run there. Now in scoring position, there are two away. And the hitter will be Andre Tainter.
Number 24, Andre Tainter
is hit into a fielder's choice and walked. They sit with the leading Riverdale hitter with a 379 average. Tainter second, 375 coming into the day. Runner leads at second base now. Jackson to the belt for the Redbirds, and now he kicks and fires. That one is called low. The SWAL has had representatives at state the last few years, and they often have through the years. Southwestern, was that a couple of years ago? Chitwood leads from second. One ball, no strikes. Jackson checks the runner. And now gets set to deliver the pitch after a long pause. Here's the deal. Swung on, bounce toward third, and down the line, foul. Strike one on Andre Tainer. Andre raked up his arm, sliding back in the fourth inning. A little wrap around, and he was good to go back in the ballgame. Chase Chitwood leads at second. Andre Tainer back in with a one ball, one strike count from Jackson. East of the belt. And here's the pitch. That one down low, a ball. Chitwood goes about halfway and now heads back to second base. One ball and two strikes. Logan Cagle on deck. Due next for the Chieftains if Andre Tainer has success here at the bottom of the sixth inning. Jackson back and ready. Takes a long time between pitches. Checks the runner at second again. About four nods to second, and now the pitch. That one is high. 3-1 to Andre Tainer. Chieftains trying to have something break out here with a couple of outs in the sixth inning. Runner back to second base. Again, a lead for Chase Chitwood. Three balls and a strike to the batter. The pitch taken for strike two. Full count now to the batter. Ethan's trying to bring something around. Tainer back in, one of the seniors for the Chieftains. Back in with a wide open stance. Chitwood with a big lead. Jackson steps off the mound as the batter steps out of the batter's box. Time called, and now it's back in and ready to play. Chitwood leads at second. Full count pitch to Andre Tainer. Here it is, and it's going to be taken outside. He walked in. So the Chieftains have two aboard, two out in the sixth inning. For Jackson, that's the first, I think that's the second walk he's given up. And a conference of the mound. Coach Soderberg is out to have a word with his pitcher and infield. So the Chieftains have the tying run at the plate here coming up in the bottom of the sixth inning. 3-0 Darlington in the lead. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing Heating postgame show. We'll also have our Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. And later on, Michael Hernan with a tribute to the Riverdale seniors. That's on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Number 8, Logan Cagle.
Here's Logan Cagle, who popped out to shortstop in the first, struck out in the fourth. Riverdale trying to get something going here. It's getting late. And Jackson trying to bear down and get the out after a conference at the mound. Here comes the pitch to Logan. He pops one, first base side, out of play. Over into the track area again. Nothing and one to Logan Cagle. A lot of year-end happenings here at Riverdale over the course of the next week or so. Graduation's the 25th, isn't it, Tara? Yep. Coming up a week from this weekend. Nothing and one. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the batter. Nothing and two to the hitter. Chitwood at second. Tainer at first. Nothing and two from Reagan Jackson. Here comes the pitch. Curveball stays high. 1-2 to Logan Cagle. Chieftains wouldn't mind getting a run or two across here. Pretty hard to come back in the bottom of the seventh. Get it started here in the sixth if you can. 1-2 now. Jackson trying to bear down. Here's the pitch. Reached out and touched to center field. In there for a base hit. They've got the runner with the brakes on as the throw comes on from the outfield, and that was a wise move by Kurt Thompson. The big, strong throw by Maddox Goebel from the outfield brought it to the pitcher on the third base line. That would have been a really close play at the plate. And when you're three runs down, you don't want to risk it. Talon Childs is coming up. Logan Cagle, that's only Riverdale's second hit on the day. Chitwood at third. Tainer at second. Cagle at first. Here is the pitch. And it's outside. One ball, no strikes. Childs has struck out and flown out here today. Tying runs aboard for the Chieftains. Go ahead, run at the plate. Jackson to the belt. Here's the pitch. Down low and back to the screen. Now, the Chieftains are not going to risk it, though. Fielded quickly by the catcher. And the pitcher, Jackson, was ready to cover the plate. Two balls and no strikes on Talon Childs. Wyatt Storms on deck. If Wyatt bats, that means Riverdale's has scored at least a run here to get on the board. 3-0 Darlington, three on board for Riverdale. Here's the pitch. Reached out and touched towards center, dying quickly, but not quickly enough. It is caught by the center fielder, Maddox Goebel, for out number three. And that will do it here in the sixth inning for Riverdale. No runs and a hit. No errors. Three stranded. We go to the seventh. Darlington 3, Riverdale nothing on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
It is the top of the seventh, and standing in for Darlington, number 44, Ty Crist. He'll be followed by Maddox Goebel and Braylon Goebel. 3-0 Darlington. Here's the pitch, strike one. Chase Kidd went on for his second inning of work here for the Riverdale Chieftains. Kidd back, looks in for the target from Logan Cagle, and here's the pitch. Bouncing ball toward deep in the hole at short. Picked up by Carson Kenyon. The throw didn't get him. He beat it out. Ty Crist reaches base. And the Redbirds have a leadoff man on here. In fact, Ty has been on four times here today. And Maddox Goebel has three hits. He's up next at an RBI single in the fourth inning. So Maddox has a good deal of their hits, that's for sure. Coming on and ready to go. Runner leads at first base. Chase Chitwood with the pitch. Popped up first base side. Emmett Drone watches it. It's out of play. Oh, up on the roof. Nothing in one. And Chase Chitwood will get it back on the mound now with a new baseball. Redbirds playing for insurance here. Up 3-0 in the seventh. Chitwood now steps off, throws to first. This kind of goes through the motions there with his first throw over to first base. Emmett Drone playing the bag. Again, Ty Crist off by two paces. He's off running. There's a strike. Throw to second base. Close play. Didn't get him. Head first slide for Ty Crist with a stolen base. Two strikes on Maddox Goebel as the dust blows across the diamond. These two schools playing in JV baseball at the same time at Darlington tonight. Nothing in two. Chase Chitwood ready. The pitch. Swing and a foul back. Maddox Scoble stays alive. Thursday night, Riverdale will have another game. They've got a homestand going on right now. They'll be taking on Iowa Grant in a home game here. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch upstairs for the ball. We were anticipating that Weston was coming to Riverdale, but that game had to be called off. It was going to be a doubleheader on Thursday night. And called off because Weston has conference games to play, including a game at home against Ithaca on Thursday night. Here's a chopper toward short, knocked down by the shortstop, and there will be no play. Everybody is safe. Chris goes to third on the play. Maddox Goble is on at first, and Braylon Goble will be the batter. Braylon, 1-for-3, flew out to center in the first, hit by a pitch in the third, singled in the fifth. Still nobody out. Darlington trying to add to its lead. They stranded the bases full in the third inning after loading the bases with none out. Riverdale was able to get out of that jam. Here's the pitch, runner going first to second. Throw to second. It'll be close. They got him. Nice play. Logan Cagle to Carson Kimian covering. Runner stays at third on the play. Riverdale went through with the throw. A lot of times teams will just concede that throw as to not risk that runner coming home from third, but a good, good throw by Chitwood. That is a big out. One away. Runner stays at third. Here's the next pitch. This one fouled off and out of play. Two strikes now on Braylon Goble. Grist remains at first base. He scored the third run of the game back in the fourth inning. He takes a lead at third. Here's the pitch. That one hangs high. One ball and two strikes. Riverdale will have its 7, 8, and 9 batters up in the bottom part of this inning. Down by at least three. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And that's a big out. Two away now. Goble is gone. For Chase Chitwood, his third strikeout since coming on in relief. Here's a high fly to the left field area. Diving effort out there. Bomb cam. Can't quite get it. And the run is going to score as they'll come across for run number 4 on a play that was attempted in left field. And they couldn't quite haul it in there. It was not necessarily an easy grab by any means. Run comes in to score for the Redbirds. Now Reagan Jackson, the batter. Jackson standing in. Chieftains were looking pretty good to possibly get out of here now, but another run comes across. Chris scores for the second time today. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes on Jackson. He's been on twice, once by error, once by fielder's choice, and he has flown out to right field. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Behind the catcher, who's got it? No, it's going to be Cagle. He can't quite get there. Spun the wrong way, and the ball drops in. Foul ball. So back to do it again. Top of 7, Darlington leading 4-0, trying to take a jump on the Chieftains and stay all alone in second place with still some conference title aspirations, trailing Mineral Point by a game. Riverdale trying to do the same. Here's a rip toward the middle in there for another base hit. Tainter picks, brings it in. Runners are now at the corners for the Redbirds. Braylon Goble at third. Reagan Jackson at first. Two aboard.
Number
and
22,
Gage Banfield will be the batter. Gage hit by a pitch. He has struck out and lined out. So the Chieftains trying desperately to get out of here. Cut down the leakage here. Banfield standing in for the right side. Runners at 1 and 3. Chitwood set. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Out of play. First base side. Strike one. Still only one away here in the inning. This game continues on here. Getting toward almost a couple of hours old. Here's the next pitch. Batter bugs it out in front of the plate. They're going to try to score that run, and they will on the squeeze play. Throw to first. Got him. And it is 5-0 Darlington. Goebel comes home. Perfectly laid down bunt by Gage Banfield for out number two. Back bunt. And on the play, going to second base is
number
Jackson.
Four,
he will come out for the courtesy runner now. Redbirds bringing in number 11. That is Colin Crist. Runner at second. Zuberbühler, the batter. 5-0 Darlington. Two runs across here in the top of the seventh. Chase Chitwood ready. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Keep in mind that Ithaca-Weston game that we talked about on Thursday night has a scheduled start time of 6 o'clock. So a little bit later for that one. We'll have it for you live on the radio Thursday night from Cavs Memorial. Here's the pitch. Foul. Strike two to the batter. Chieftain's trying to get out of it here in the inning. Runner back at second base. Two runs across for Darlington. One in the first, two in the fourth, and now two in the seventh. Chitwood looking for the target from Cagle. Two-strike pitch. Swung on, bounced toward third. It's going to roll foul. Landon Bob wisely let that one roll. I don't know that he had a chance to get him because the runner was already almost to first, and he let it roll, and it turned out to be a good thing as that ball rolled across the line. Foul ball. Zuberbühler with new life here today. Batting in the seventh inning against Chase Chitwood. Logan Cagle with the glove up. Jackson leads from second. Chitwood to the belt. The pitch ripped toward center. Coming back is the shortstop and back of second base, and he's got it. Carson Kenyon hauls it in for out number three, and that will do it. Two runs across in the seventh for Darlington. They do it with two base hits. There were two Riverdale errors and one left aboard. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Riverdale trailing Darlington 5-0 at SWAL Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
It's the bottom of the seventh inning, and Riverdale down to its last hope here. Wyatt Storms leads it off, looking for his first hit on the night, and the pitch is bounced slowly foul outside of third for strike one. Storms, then Landon Bob and Michael Hunnan do here in the seventh inning for Riverdale, down by five runs in this SWAL battle. Seeding meeting coming up on Wednesday night for many area teams. Here's the next pitch, bounced sharply towards second base, picked up by Zuberbühler, and he throws him out at first. Storms grounds out. There is one away in the Riverdale half of the seventh inning. That'll bring up Landon Bob. Landon.
Number 29.
Will check the side. And move in now against Jackson. Reagan on for his second inning of relief work. From the windup, here's the pitch. Reached out and touched the left field. Down the line, the left fielder is over, runs out of room in foul ground. So So it's a long strike for Landon Bob. Tough action for Riverdale tonight. One out and five runs down in the seventh. Hoping for that miracle comeback here today. Jackson has given up a single and walked a pair last inning. Chieftains need base runners. Nothing in one. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Nothing in two to the batter. Timeout for the hitter to tie a shoelace. And now we are ready again. A couple of swings and Landon Bob is in. Jackson looking in for the target. Taking off the signs now. He goes with the third sign. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch.